Once upon a time, there was a little dog named Photon. She was a brave little dog, maybe a little too brave for such a little dog. This is a sad story about Photon and a pack of coyotes. Coyotes are big and brave and usually very, very hungry. A little dog like Photon could make a tasty and satisfying meal for them. So whenever they smell a dog like her in the air, they start feeling hopeful. And whenever Photon heard or smelled coyotes in the air, she started feeling hopeful too, but not for a meal. Photon wanted more than anything to make friends with the coyotes. One night when Photon was camping with the lady with binoculars, and they were just settling down for the night, listening to barred owls calling, suddenly Photon pricked up her ears. Coyotes were calling. They were pretty far away, but Photon sure hoped they'd come on over to the campground for a visit. She let out a friendly little bark, and the coyotes pricked up their ears. They knew a yummy little dog was somewhere about, and they had a pretty good guess just where to look. The lady with binoculars was keeping Photon awake because the lady kept jumping up every time she heard a barred owl, and suddenly a great horned owl called. Photon was snuggled against her in the sleeping bag when suddenly she heard a sound. Photon started growling just a little bit deep in her throat, trying to act like a big wild dog. And at that moment, the coyotes all started calling from just outside the tent. Photon jumped out of the sleeping bag and headed straight for the tent door. She knew if she could get her nose in just the right place, the zipper would open and she could run out and make friends with all the coyotes. She and the lady with binoculars both heard one coyote sniffing through the thin nylon fabric of the tent. Photon was so close. This time for sure she would meet the coyotes, and maybe they would let her join their pack and she could run in the woods like a real wild dog. The coyotes were salivating, their delicious dinner so very, very close. But the lady with binoculars was very mean, and she spoiled everything for Photon and the coyotes both. She pulled Photon away from the tent door and then took out her car keys and pressed a red button, and suddenly from outside the tent the car lights started flashing and the horn went off. The coyotes went scurrying back into the forest, their whole dinner plan ruined, and Photon was filled with disappointment that she couldn't make friends with the pack and play at being a real wild dog for once. But despite her sadness, she snuggled back inside the sleeping bag with the mean lady with binoculars. She and the coyotes all went to sleep, disappointed with how the night turned out. It was a sad night for almost everyone. Production of these For the Birds programs from my Arkansas adventure are supported by binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.